Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. In each episode of How to Matter, I suggest one tip you may find helpful as you pursue making a difference with people who make a difference to you. Stress is something that we're all familiar with, and we also know about what we think of as good stress and bad stress. Good stress, of course, is the kind of stress that motivates us, that causes us to be a little more alert, that kind of keeps us on a positive edge. Bad stress, alternatively, is something that causes us to feel bummed out, to feel uncomfortable. Sometimes it's almost painful and can feel kind of overwhelming. It's something we would like to avoid. The problem is that stress is not a single thing. It's not something specific. Stress, rather, is a group of things. It's a group of experiences, symptoms, feelings, if you will. And sometimes those feelings and thoughts and ideas and experiences can be useful for us, and sometimes they aren't. Let me share with you an illustration that shows what we might think of as bad stress. It's in a family context, but I think if you focus, you might find experiences you have had, experiences all would agree are not something good, something we would choose to experience. It takes about 3 minutes or so.
Restlessness and not being able to relax are the first signs of stress. Your baby is a little more fussy than usual for no obvious reason. Toddlers and preschoolers have more trouble getting along with each other. Younger children are irritable, cannot find anything to do, and expect you to give them all your attention. Your teen is in a mood but either will not or cannot tell you what is wrong. You do not care and wish people would just leave you alone. Part of you wants to fix it and the other part wishes they would all disappear. You cannot concentrate on anything or anyone. Your thoughts are jumbled and you are uptight and frustrated. Your uneasiness will not go away. You are afraid and angry at the same time, and if you get control of it or them or yourself, you think you will feel better. Others in your family are having trouble too. They are unhappy. You cannot quite put your finger on why but know all is not well. They are preoccupied and unhappy with everyone and everything, and nothing you or anyone else does helps. Stress is taking its toll. You are anxious, frustrated, and resent people who are so overly sensitive and touchy. Stress ramps around you and is hard to shake off, whatever you do, wherever you go. Fear and resentment, anger and frustration are just there. Maybe you know why, but probably not. Stress exhausts you. You are not losing the struggle but are not quite winning either. The outcome is anyone's guess. If you had a crystal ball telling you everyone will be fine, you would be okay. Even better to know it will not take very long. You would settle for being sure it will not get worse. Not knowing, not having control, and fearing even less control are at the heart of your family's stress. You are a little uptight or perhaps your fear overwhelms you. You are irritable or maybe your anger is nearing an explosion. You are tired or on the verge of collapsing. Whether a little or a lot, stress is scary, frustrating, and draining. Get a good night's sleep. You will feel better in the morning. This sounds like good advice. You may still be uptight and frustrated, but at least you will not be so exhausted. Here is the catch. If you get to sleep, stress awakens you and does not let you go back to sleep. At times, you cannot get to sleep at all. Whether you cannot sleep or are awake listening to your spouse or your child toss and turn, stress has come to live with you and your family. Stress also causes bad dreams and nightmares. Bad things happen. The world is strange. In your dreams, you may do weird things, more bizarre than anything you ever thought about. Your dream lets you know how out of control you feel down deep inside. Stress keeps you on edge. Headaches, an upset stomach, and generally not feeling well may be caused by stress. Other problems might be the cause, but stress is often the culprit. Crying very easily or times when you cannot stop crying also are signs your stress is getting out of hand. Losing your temper quickly and easily or getting angry about things that normally do not bother you are certain signs of too much stress and too little control.
We all experience periods of bad stress from time to time. Life, as they say, is not a rose garden. Even so, most of the time, we're not experiencing that overwhelming, out-of-control feeling that comes with bad stress. We deal with the nasty situation, we deal with the difficulty, and life moves on. For some of us, some of the time, though, bad stress is a continuous partner in our lives. It's something that is just there. We can't shake it off. We can't make it go away. This may be reflected in a strong sense of uncomfortableness, an inability to sleep, an inability to pay attention and concentrate, and may show up through a lot of other kinds of symptoms and behaviors. Underlying all of this, though, is a sense of things spinning out of control. It feels like life is out of control and that we are losing control. And that brings me to today's tip. There are the obvious remedies, such as changing the situation or circumstances that are contributing to causing our stress. Sometimes, although it's a very bad idea, people use alcohol or other substances to try to suppress the stress, try to make it go away. Other folks will consult with their physician, who may indeed prescribe some appropriate medication for reducing or mediating the stress. There are multiple good and not so good ways of dealing with really bad stress. Here's a strategy that's worth a try. When we first feel the bad stress coming on, we have that increasing sense of loss of control. We feel like life is spinning away from us. And especially if that kind of sense has gone on for more than a few days, find someone to talk with about your feelings, about the situation, and particularly two things. Talk with them about how angry the whole thing is making you and how frightened you are that things are going to all go south, that they're going to spin out of control, and more to the point, that you're going to spin out of control. Who to talk to? Maybe your physician is someone you could talk with, or your minister. You might schedule an appointment with a counselor or therapist. But as a place to start, talk with a friend. Talk with someone who will listen. Talk with someone who is not too inclined to give advice, but is more inclined to give support, compassion, and understanding. In times of really bad stress, it is really true that the best thing in life is a good friend, someone we can lean on. Thanks for listening to this episode of How to Matter. I'm Dr. Gary Crow. My website is howtomatter.net, where you can find everything you need to know about getting in touch or subscribing to the podcast. I hope we have a chance to visit again soon.